Rebel Basement, I think it means to explore, because I just explored so many things in this competition. So yeah, I would say to explore.
This episode of the Women in Tech podcast is a Red Bull Basement special edition. In this series, you'll hear from both students and mentors of the program over the next few weeks.
The top thing I got out of Red Bull Basement is getting to know lots of new people.
I gain a lot of experience through these workshops that Red Bull gives us, and also makes a lot of friends around the world. And it's just amazing.
One word that I would use to describe Red Bull Basement is exciting.
Red Bull Basement means to me an amazing opportunity and amazing experience.
To connect and collaborate with extraordinary women in tech around the world, remember to go to the Women in Tech Facebook group at womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com.
To the Women in Tech podcast, celebrating women in tech around the world. So excited for our next guest from Red Bull Basement. Yes, it's a team from Turkey. Hello, Aylin. So before we get into the whole Red Bull Basement experience, go ahead and tell everybody a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Okay, I'm Aylin and I study industrial design in Doğuş University, which is in Istanbul. And I've been for one year and a half, I've been just joining competitions and trying to be the entrepreneur. And like, once you have that soul, I think it just never goes away. And I think I'm starting to have that soul in me. So it's really exciting. And Red Bull Basement just like opened up my mind in so many ways.
I love that. And when did you first become, I want to get into your project Plantrick, but before we do, when did you first become interested in technology and in business?
Okay, so all my life, I've just been, you know, trying to do a lot of things, not just one thing. And I always love experiencing new things. And I really like being successful in things too. So being interested in projects that have tech in it, you know, you have that successful feeling inside because you see that you're getting somewhere. And seeing that made me just want to go more and explore more. And yeah.
And let's get into Plantrick. What is Plantrick? Tell us all about it. Why is it important to you?
Okay, so in one sentence, we say Plantrick is a self-sustaining garden project. You know, it's about food waste, and food waste is just a really important issue, global issue. And in Turkey, it's also a really huge issue because we do not separate organic food, which is like 53% of the whole food. And yeah, there's so much potential of energy in it. And that's why this project came to life, basically. With Plantrick, we wish to separate the food that we can get energy from to the others. And, you know, if we can actually do this and make this a big project, I think it could be like a evolution because, you know, there's so many countries that do not separate their food, and they're missing out the energy potential in food, because that's like 60% of the landfills consist of organic waste.
And where do you plan to take Plantrick? Like post Red Bull Basement, what is your vision?
So with Red Bull Basement, we talked to so many mentors, right? But without Red Bull, we also talked to like Istanbul municipality about this, and they were really interested in it too. So we don't see this project only in Red Bull Basement, and we want to take it far. I see this as like a huge step in my life, that because it took me so far, and if I tried to do it without Red Bull Basement, it wouldn't just be this fast and, you know, efficient. Our goal is to make Plantrick a company that helps people, helps the world, and, you know, get some income from it.
And what are some of the resources Red Bull Basement has given to you to accelerate you forward? Like, what's the most recent thing that you learned being a part of the program?
They asked me this question before too. And I said, I learned to listen. There's so many people that we talk to in Red Bull Basement. And if I could talk to like thousands of people, everyone has their own ideas and own voices. And I think it's really cool to listen because you learn so many things about so many people.
What is a huge obstacle that you've overcome in your journey, and how were you able to overcome it?
It's about COVID, because, you know, without COVID, it would just would be in another country and just like interacting with people physically. And I think it was the hardest part, because it's hard to, you know, meet up with people all the time. You can't just do that.
So just overcoming just that COVID exists.
Yeah.
What is a piece of advice or guidance you've gotten in your life to help push you forward? Like, I always think of advice my mom's given me, like, every no is one step closer to a yes is one of my favorite ones. What's some advice that you've gotten?
So, you know, I talk to my dad too often about this, because he's also really excited about what's going to happen in my future. And when I tell him, like, I'm like interested in so many things and I want to try so many things. But he said, if you want to be a professional, you should focus on one thing only first. Like, you can do so many things at the background, but you should focus on one thing and make this like your profession, so that you can spark, because now you will know everything about this topic that you chose in your life. And I think that's what I'm going for.
And what is your favorite tech tool, like mobile app, website, hardware?
I love Twitter.
Twitter? Okay, why do you love Twitter?
Because it's fun, but you can also see the news and you can learn everything about the world, that, and you can see what people think about any idea. And I think, you know, Instagram, you just share pictures and just comment on them. But in Twitter, there's like news and people just making fun of things, having fun. And yeah, you can see it all.
Did you see Twitter's launching a new program? I think it's an audio space called Rooms. I'm not sure. And they're releasing it to women first.
Really?
Did you see that? I think you might love it. Where can people connect with you?
Well, Instagram. AYLIINYAZICI. But also our Plantric Instagram. It's the Plantric, the PLANTRIC.
Thank you so much for hanging out with the Women in Tech podcast. So to connect and collaborate with more extraordinary women in tech around the world, remember to go to womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com. Takes you straight there. Say hello on social at Women in Tech Show on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. I will see you guys, talk to you guys, here you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Bye. Hi, I'm Aileen Yazıcı. I'm the co-founder of Plantric. Plantric is a self-sustaining garden project. I'm based in Turkey, and you're listening to Women in Tech.
The Women in Tech podcast is hosted and produced by me, Esprit Devora,
with help from Janice Geronimo,
edited by Corey Jennings,
production and voiceover by Adam Carroll,
and music from Jay Huffman Live and Epidemic Sound. The Women in Tech podcast is a WeAreTech.fm production.